Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 1:36 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer joining you in Oilers Now along with Brendan Escott. And we're going to head off to our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K, today. Saturday, the Edmonton Oilers announced that Kotter Yamamoto had signed a one-year deal to get things started this season. He was a restricted free agent, and we are pleased to go on the River Cree Resort Casino and speak to Kotter at this time. Kotter, it's Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I heard you made it back into Edmonton. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. I got in around 11:45 last night, so that was a quick turnaround to state this morning, but it was good.
Well, that obviously means you've been vaccinated then, because I think if you come from the States and you're unvaxxed, you got to quarantine for a while. So you did all your homework on that front. How did it feel to get back out? How did it feel to get back out there with the guys?
Oh, it felt amazing. Sitting out. With all these contract negotiations, it's tough and it's very stressful, but, just being able to get back on the ice with the guys, it felt amazing.
Kotter, people look at a one-year deal in this situation, and I know I tweeted it out after the announcement was made. You're kind of betting on yourself a bit here, because I know the team offered you a two-year option as well.
I'm not afraid to, bet on myself. I'm a year older. I feel a lot more confident. Didn't have the best last half of the year, but, putting that one behind me and, looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be a really fun year and, hopefully we can have a good team success this year.
Let me ask you this. You had 11 goals and 26 points in 27 games in the second half of the 19-20 season. You had 4 goals in the final 41 games last year. In my opinion, your play didn't really alter or change that much. Were you a little bit snake bit offensively? Did you have some pucks not bounce your way? Like, did you think you're playing close to the same, or did you think that there were the numbers would suggest there was a statistical drop off? But I'm not sure that necessarily occurred.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to get the points, but I thought I was playing pretty good last year. Obviously, you want to get points. It's tough not to. I thought I was playing well. I was snake bit a little bit. I was struggling to get points. But that's behind me now. I'm looking forward to this year, and hopefully I won't be snake bit, and I'll be able to put a few more pucks in the back of the net.
Now, did you what did you work on in the off season at all this year?
I worked a lot on my shot, So hopefully I can have that, showcase that this year, and be able to put a lot more pucks in the back of the net.
Edmonton Oilers forward Kotter Yamamoto. Kotter, good to hear that you're working on your shot. Spokane kid, Derek Ryan, who I've been a fan of, you know that, for a long time.
Yes, sir.
So two of the three guys born in Spokane in the league are now on the same. I mean, they could pull off the trifecta if at some point Tyler Johnson ends up here. But just a thought on hooking up with Derek, who I think skates with you during the offseason.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm super happy that, he was able to come to the team. He's one of my favorite guys in Spokane. I skate with him. I train with him in the summer. Oilers fans get excited because this guy's the real deal. He's an amazing guy and, an even better hockey player. So I'm super excited to get the season going with him.
I just want to throw this your way. At the same age, Derek Ryan was playing at the University of Alberta going into his second year. At the same age.
I know, and that still amazes me to this day. It still amazes me.
That he's, so when you're doubting yourself a bit and going through a tough stretch, you can think, this guy had to play 4 years over in Europe just to get into the American Hockey League. Didn't start playing NHL as a regular until he was 29, 30 years of age. So it shows you how hard you got to fight sometimes. Now, you had, I don't want to pry too much, but sometimes we like to have a little bit of fun this year. You took on another area of responsibility last season. You were in the bubble during the playoffs, and then obviously you guys kind of had, you know, team-mandated bubbles. How challenging, how different was that? I mean, you know, you're a guy that likes people, and all of a sudden, boom, everything's kind of locked down. How challenging was that for you guys to get through last year?
It's definitely different. You know, just that social aspect, you know, not being able to go out, have dinner, you know, see different people. It was tough, you know, mentally. You know, but then again, you get to see all the guys every day, so you get that social aspect. So that was super nice, but again, yeah, not being able to go out, do things that you normally would do without COVID, you know, it was tough. So I'm hoping this year it frees up a little bit more and, you know, we can get back to those things.
Did you get a dog last, like a puppy last season?
I did.
What type?
I got a German Shepherd.
It requires a little bit of work, doesn't it?
Oh, my. Does she ever.
Okay. Were you up for the challenge? Did you have a little bit of help with it? I mean, obviously, you must have had somebody with you, living with somebody with when you guys were on the road. I just heard that you got a dog during the course of the season last year, and I was like, wow, that'd be, for a younger guy, that's a lot of responsibility. I mean.
So last year during the, kind of when we were on a break, me and my girl, we decided to get a dog, a little German Shepherd, 8 weeks old, a lot of work. I give a lot of credit to her. She's amazing with the dog, trains it. I mean, I train it as much as I can, but she's every day, you know, with that dog training. So dog's shaping up really nicely, and yeah, I think she's going to be a really good pup.
See, my wife was like, yeah, you're not mature enough yet that's what she told me until we were well into our late 30s. But actually, my son asked for a golden retriever for Christmas, so Santa brought him one. So, and ironically, I'm the only one that ever walks him on a consistent basis. I don't know how that happens, you know what I'm saying? But whatever, one thing, when you have a pet like that, it doesn't matter how bad your day is, they're kind of happy to see you, you know what I mean? And once you have a couple kids, I'm just going to let you know right now, Connor, it's a game changer, right? Like, maybe your kids aren't always happy to see it, but that dog's going to be loyal. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. Every time I walk in, good, bad game, that dog is jumping up on my chest, licking me in the face. She's literally the happiest dog ever. So always brings my day up, and you know, really glad that I got her.
All right. So Zach Hyman and Warren Fogle get added to the team this year. You guys are a lot deeper at forward. Zach Cassian's going to be, you know, trying to create some opportunities for himself. There's going to be some competition for some ice time, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, those two guys, you know, Cass is looking really good, you know, in these skates, at least today, what I've seen. You know, so it's going to be a challenge, you know, but I'm up for it, and, you know, I'm excited to get things going and see where this season goes. You know, as you said, our team is a lot more deeper this year, so it's going to be a real challenge for us, but, you know, I think the guys are up for it, and I think we're going to, you know, have a good, deep playoff push, hopefully.
Connor, congratulations on getting the deal done. Thanks for joining us here in Oilers Now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. That's Edmonton Oilers forward, Kyler Yamamoto, 143 in Edmonton. Game changer, right? Game changer. I gotta bring Brendan into the fold here. Brendan Escott. Brendan, are you at now? Have you got, do you have a dog or do you have a cat?
I have a cat, yeah.
What's your cat's name?
His name is Dax.
Dax. Yeah, that's a good name. That's a good name. What type of cat is he?
You know what? He's a tabby. He's a dark or a brown tabby, I guess they call it. So.
Okay.
He's cuddly. He had double hip surgery earlier this summer.
Oh, man.
So he's been going through it, but getting back to the point where he can jump up on the couch, and we're on getting on the right path.
We have three cats, and then we have a golden retriever and a boy and a girl in the house. Well, no longer a girl. She's 18. So I'm like the least important person in my entire house, Brendan, on a daily basis. Let me tell you, it's not even close. Like, I am eighth, not I am third, I am eighth in our household. That's kind of how it works right now. And I know it. And, yeah, it's special. And it takes away a little bit. And the cats have kind of relocated a bit in the bonus room where I used to watch college football on Saturday and NFL on Sunday in the fall. And they kind of run the show in that room a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. And it's a little bit frustrating. The golden retriever, Anakin, on the other hand, he's pure gold. Absolute pure gold. Most easygoing, nicest guy. The Cats, they can be a little bit in, like, is Dax ever indifferent, or is Dax pretty much, because Dax runs the show in the household, he's all in all the time?
Yeah, I would take the latter on that front. He's a snuggly kid, though. He's a really snuggly young cat. So anything that he does to kind of, you know, mark his ownership, I guess, around the house in that sense, like cats do, it's made up for because he's got such a great little personality.
So our kids have named all of our cats. So we have Mittens. Mittens was a kitten, no longer is a kitten. It's actually a big, great tabby cat. We have Miguel, again, named by the kids. And then we have Beetle, who's kind of this annoying little cat that I'm not really a big fan of. But that's the other two. Don't get me wrong. It's like, I'm a little bit, really? You know, you can't, you know what? Did you ever see The Crown? There's in The Crown, because last night was the Emmy Awards and Gillian Anderson won for her representation of Margaret Thatcher. And there was an episode of The Crown where the Queen and Margaret Thatcher were having a discussion, and Margaret Thatcher admitted that she had a favorite child. And it's, you know, it's a conversation that lots of parents have had with other parents over the years. Well, in our case, you know, the kids we see equal, but not when it comes to pets. There's no question. I have a favorite cat, a least favorite cat. This conversation's gone completely off the rails here. But that's a young, like, Yamamoto was 21 last year having a German Shepherd. Like, there's responsibility there. 147 in Edmonton. We'll get back to List A in Oilers history and some of your text, tweets, and emails when we return on Oilers Now.
Subscribe to the Oilers Now podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. Oh, boy. 149 in Edmonton. There's an old saying in the car business. Cars Costless of Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford of Wetaskiwin committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rates that are too high, a vehicle you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny and the Gang at Brent Ridge Ford, or give them a call 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. Reminder, get out there and vote. It's the day. And 630 CHED will have ongoing federal election coverage following today's edition of Oilers Now. To this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, Jason and Dennis Laliberti, the gang at New West Travel. Hopefully, we'll end up in a position where we're actually able to do some Oilers Now road trips as the season progresses. On this date, what happened back in 2014? Maybe I lost Brendan.
No, you're all good here. 2014, Greg Chase signs a three-year, $2.24 million deal with the Oilers. So he spent several seasons in the farm system, but never got into an NHL game.
I was flying to Penticton that day because Jerry Johansson was on the same flight with me, and he just got Greg. I think Kyle Chase was on the flight too. Come to think of it, Greg's dad, brother of Kelly Chase, former tough guy in the National Hockey League for a number of years. We had several talks. This one comes in. Another text on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, Bob. Oilers meow with Bob Stauffer. That's from Jason in San Gudo. And Scott in Calgary says, Bob, I can feel your pain. We have six kids left at home. Six! Wow. Five cats, a big rescue dog, two lizards, a bunch of fish. I'm easily the least important thing in my household. Okay, wait a sec, Scott. Are you trying to tell me that the lizards and the fish are more important than you are? Like, I get the cats and the dogs because, like, am I missing something here? But, like, lizards and fish are more important? Oh, that's a tough household to be in. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, when will the OEG lift the restrictions off, take the governor off, that will allow you to read the controversial texts? Laugh out loud. That one comes to us from Oilers GM. Oh, if I could just read the text some days, it's crazy. When we had John Shannon on, we were talking about Nelson, BC here. AC has texted us saying, I heard a lot of great Oilers stories from Pat Price in the Hume Hotel in Nelson, BC. He loved the Oilers. Great guy. Mark says, Bob, I heard you were going to play rugby, but they couldn't find one of those leather helmets that would fit your head. Is that true? No. I looked at being a number eight in rugby. That was the position for me. This text comes in. Bob, for the fellow that thought you were a communist, maybe it's because you had CCCP party election sign on your front door. Oh, man, on your front lawn. Not on my lawn, I'll tell you. Signs, signs, everywhere a sign. That's what we opened up with today. Today's the day. We will tell you that get out there and vote again. 6:30, Chad and Chorus and Global will have ongoing coverage of the federal election throughout the course of today. Tomorrow, Sportsnet's Mark Spector for Horse Racing Alberta. Catch the Alberta Breeders' Fall Classic October 2nd at Century Mile, featuring seven races for Alberta-bred horses only, plus live thoroughbred racing Friday and Saturday, post time at 6:15. What was that, Brennan? I missed you there. Did I miss a read today?
I don't know if we've told the people about Royal Pizza.
Well, we should tell the people about Royal Pizza. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 14 Edmonton and area locations. I just talked to Mike Hanley last week. Go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. The Stauffer recommendation is the Mediterranean chicken. The Texans are hurting. They're hurting for certain. They're down two quarterbacks right now. We'll see what happens. Brendan Escott's a big fan of the Texans. Again, complete coverage on the federal election today. Speck will be our primary guest on tomorrow's show for HRA. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.